The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. From the biggest moments...
Can you believe it?
...to gold medal championships...
Sidney Crosby, the golden goal!
It's your update on Canada's game. You're listening to the True North Ice Podcast with Jacob Ewing and Caleb Schneider. Welcome back to the True North Ice Podcast, where we talk about everything Hockey Canada and everything Canadian hockey related. Mm-hmm. My name is Jacob Ewing, joined alongside my good buddy Caleb Schneider. Caleb, another beautiful day in the neighborhood. How we doing?
You know, it is a great day in the neighborhood. Yes, today we are going to be doing a snake draft of all-time Canadian international men's hockey players, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it's the best way to put it. International stats only, and it's men's only, so no World Juniors, no U18s. Nothing like that.
No.
I don't think we're including... I didn't include Spengler Cup.
You could. That is... I would include the Spengler Cup, okay. Even though majority of the time you don't send your best players.
No, absolutely
That's still a men's competition.
There you go. Okay.
It's anything men's team.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So no NHL, as you said, no underagers, yep. No World Jays, just representing your country on the national mm-hmm. men's level. That is what we're looking at today. No NHL stats at all. It is just primarily how these players perform when they wear the maple leaf on exactly. their chest.
Yes. And if you don't know what a snake draft is, basically it's a draft and we go back and forth. I'm going to, like, if I went first, I'd pick one. Jake would pick 2, 3, and then I'd do 4, 5. Basically, this team consists of 6 forwards, 4 defensemen, and 2 goalies. So that's 12 players.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm ready to go. We gotta rock, paper, scissors for this, but
yeah.
Who wants to pick first or second?
Yeah.
Before we start, is there a specific position you want to pick? Do you want to pick first, or do you want to pick second?
Oh, you know, I don't really care. I feel like there's enough good players at the top that picking first doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Why? What do you want to pick?
I want to pick second.
You want that 2-3.
Yes, I do.
To get that,
I want the
that wombo combo.
Yep. If you want to pick first, you can take first.
You know what?
We don't need to rock, paper, scissors.
I'll give you the courtesy of picking second and third. I will take first overall. Congratulations. The tank worked last year. You know, it was a hard tank, but we get first overall. So
yeah,
I'll take it, and I will start off this our draft. So,
yes, sir.
A lot of good picks. Actually, mm-hmm. if you think about it, I have every single pick possible because I'm picking between every single player. So, my first pick overall in the draft will be Wayne Gretzky.
There you go.
You know, I take the great one. I take the great one first overall. Mm-hmm. And this kid has a pretty impressive...
This kid,
He's a pretty impressive resume mm-hmm. when playing for his country. So... breaking it down, he played in 3 Canadian Cups,
yep.
Just 1 World Championship, mm-hmm. 1 Olympic Games, and then he also played in a World Cup as well. Mm-hmm. But when he represents Canada, oh my goodness, he puts up the points.
Yes, sir.
In his Canadian Cup, he had 9 games, 21 points, mm-hmm. 12 points in another one with 8 games, 12 points, 14 points, 7 points, 4 points. He was way over point per game, sometimes even 2 points a game mm-hmm. when representing Canada. I think he's undisputed number one overall.
1987, he was the MVP of the Canadian Cup as well.
Yep.
And I believe I think he had 56 points in 30 games or something for the 3 Canadian Cups.
Yeah, that looks right about right.
56, 31 games, I don't know.
31 games. 31 played 31 games for the Canadian Cup.
So yep.
He had 12 points, 21, make that 33. 45... And then 12 on 45 would be 57.
Okay, there you
57
go.
Points there in 31 go. Games. That's just the GOAT right there. He's my number one mm-hmm. overall pick. I am very happy with that. Caleb, let's move on to you.
For the second overall pick, I will be taking Sidney Crosby.
Okay. No, it was mm-hmm. a toss-up for me, but explain why.
Pretty impressive resume. Obviously, he played for 2 Olympic gold teams. In 2010 and 2014. Of course, we know the golden goal against the U.S. in overtime. And then we also have the World Cup of Hockey, which was in 2016. They won that. They went undefeated in that. And he was the captain of that team, too. He's also the captain of the 2014 Olympic team, too. And then also we have the Four Nations face-off, where, of course, we know he played a good role, good veteran role. He was the captain once again. He also played in 2015 World Championship. And he basically carried the team on on his back, I believe. So
yeah.
He's got my second pick. He's got a triple gold. He's in the triple gold club with the world championship, the Olympic gold, and the world junior.
Yeah.
Pretty great resume. So I'm going to go with another forward, Mario Lemieux. Yeah, so I take Mario Lemieux as my next pick. Played in the 87-91 Canada Cups. He also played in a World Cup of Hockey in 2006, which he was the No, 2004, which he was the captain of. And they actually won. Canada won that. He had 18 points in 9 games in the 1987 Canada Cup. He was obviously playing alongside Wayne Gretzky. That was a crazy duo. You can find some videos of them dicing it up back in 87. He also scored the game-winning goal in the Canada Cup against the Soviet Union, because it was also, fun fact, that 87, for the final round, is best 2 out of 3. It was Canada won the first one 6-5 in OT. Soviets won it, or I don't know, 6-5 in regulation, and then Soviets won it in 6-5 in regulation, and then the final game, 6-5 win in overtime. That was Mario Lemieux scoring that goal. Pretty great resume. He had well over a point a game, and there's not much else to say.
Yeah, those are, I mean, two very good picks. Yep. Back-to-back Pittsburgh legends. Those, I feel like, were the top three. I was actually mid-searching up and ensuring that I had Mario Lemieux stats for when I was going to pick him at 4, but then, of course, you go along there and pick him. So you definitely did steal my pick there. That's okay, though, because I have a banger pick for number 4.
All right.
I would like to welcome Paul Coffey.
There you go.
To the lineup.
Yes.
Wayne Gretzky, Paul Coffey. Mm-hmm. Coffey stats when he wears Team Canada on his chest are pretty great. Canadian Cup in 85, over point per 84. Game. 84, pardon me. 11 points, 8 games.
Yep.
Played the Canadian Cup, I believe it was a couple years later. 6 points in 9 games.
Yep.
Wore the C for a world championship. 7 points in 10 games. Back to the Canadian Cup. 7 points in 8 games later in his career. And then even late in his career when he was a veteran, played in a World Cup of Hockey, 7 points in 8 games, almost point per game, definitely finished point per game in his career.
Yeah, in that World Cup of Hockey, tied for most points as a defenseman with Brian Leetch.
Yeah, just such a phenomenal player, and when looking at the other elite Canadian defensemen, it's kind of hard to see anyone who kind of compares to him, especially on the offensive production, and that's what you want from a number one. So I am very happy to get Paul Coffey with my first defenseman. So on to the 5th pick now. My 5th overall pick, and remember, this is just going off of Team Canada stats. Team Canada stats. And let me tell you about this kid's stats. He leads all of Canada when playing for the World Championship in points.
Okay.
52 games played, 62 points. Over point per game.
Okay.
Also, won a gold medal. He won the gold. He was on the 2010 Championship Olympic team. And my pick at 5th overall is the All-Star, Danny Heatley.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome to my team, baby. Mm-hmm. Danny Heatley, 62 points in 52 games, leads all time when playing for Canada in the World Championship. Mm-hmm. Also played on the Olympic team in 2010. I don't have the stats for that, but he's just a monster. He definitely deserves to get drafted high up when we talk about Team Canada players.
When I was looking at the 2010 roster and the stats, I was surprised he's up there in the points,
62 points in 52 games. He loved my team is being constructed around players who love playing for their country, and Danny Heatley has some of the most games played for the World Championship. He loved playing for Team Canada, and he lit it up. I'm taking Danny Heatley.
Now, this really goes against what you were just saying about how you play for the crest, but it's hard because he only had one opportunity and he took it. In the 1976 Summit Series, we got Bobby Orr, the most dominant defensive performance ever in a series. We have Bobby Orr, who had 9 points in 8 games or 7 games that year?
Yeah, it was something like that. It was close.
He was the MVP in the 1976. Did I say Summit Series? I meant Canada Cup.
Yeah.
Not Summit Series. 9 points in whatever games. He dominated. That's what they say. Obviously, I was not around to watch.
When I was looking at my first defenseman, I thought about Orr, but the only factor is, like you said, he only played for once for Team Canada. Yeah. So
he couldn't
and he's playing against Plumbers.
All right, let's move on. Number 7. After what you just said about playing against Plumbers, I think I'm just gonna go with another guy.
Okay,
another defenseman, because I'm very interested what your forwards are going to look like.
Sure.
I'm going to go with another defenseman. I'm going with my boy, not my boy, but Ray Bourque. It obviously goes well if you pick Paul Coffey first. Makes sense that Raymond Bourque is up there too because he was always on that top pairing with Paul Coffey, eh?
I don't mind that pick. You know, Raymond Bourque, he's obviously a very dominant defenseman in the all-time rankings. Mm-hmm. He's definitely up there. Yep. He's put up points. Mm-hmm. How many times did he play for Canada?
He only played twice, but
it's a little bit on the slimmer side.
Okay.
But I don't mind that, though. I would have picked him. This is my pick now.
It is.
Back to me.
Yeah.
I was debating whether to go defense or offense, but I think I need to stack up my forwards a little bit. From the Detroit Red Wings, Stevie Y. Give me Steve Yzerman as my next pick.
Okay.
For the forward group.
Okay.
Some stats. Playing in a couple world championships. 12 points in his first one. Yep. And how about 19 points in his second one? Way over 2 points a game. He wore an assistant captain for a World Cup of Hockey. 2 Olympic Games where he put up good numbers. Point per game in one of them. He was just...
Played through a leg injury in the 2002 Olympics.
Exactly. So. And in that one, he was still 6 points in 6 games. There point per game. Give me Stevie Y as my second line center. Thank you very much. I appreciate
He's
that.
He's on my list.
Okay. With the next pick in the draft, Jacob Ewing will select the first goalie off the board.
There we go.
From Le Montréal des Canadiens. Wow. Best goalie of all time.
That's interesting.
Carey Price, welcome to the team, baby.
Oh, wow. Okay, that makes my life a little easier.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's on my list, that's for sure. I'm not going to give it away.
When he played for Canada, just an absolute monster.
Yeah.
Just a monster.
That's true.
He
played twice, right?
Yep. I know.
Unless he played in world championships, but I don't care about
I don't
those.
Think he did. But let me find out right now. But anyways, Carey Price, obviously we know he played in that 2014 Olympics.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
He's undefeated.
Yeah.
Starter.
Just an absolute monster.
Yep.
And like, if he played more for Canada, I think we all know what would have happened. Just a beast. Price is my goat. He's my first goalie.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'll make it easy. I'll take my first goalie.
I might take
my second one too. I'm not sure yet. I'm going with Marty Brodeur.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
You got the World Cup of Hockey champion in 2004. And then he's got Olympic golds in 2002 and 2010. The 2002, I believe, was an all-time performance, no? Oh, 917, 180, that's pretty good. And then we got 04, 05, which was a World Cup of Hockey. We got a 961 and 1 goal against average. There's not much else you can say about that.
No.
I got to go again, right?
Yeah.
So if I get the other goalie, it's fine. I'm going to go with another defenseman.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Dennis Potvin.
That's a good pick.
Age 22, he played in the Canada Cup in 96. He stood out as a 22-year-old. He had 9 points in that. I believe he played 8 games. I don't think he played all 9.
I'm also going to go with a defenseman.
Okay.
And I want to think about this a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Points aren't everything.
No, they're not.
We both know that.
No.
I need someone who's going to stand up for the country. With my next pick, let's go with Scott Niedermayer.
Scott Niedermayer.
Yep. Was he one of the three players?
That was not who I was thinking of.
Okay.
I looked up his stats. I don't know if I...
They weren't bad.
I don't know what happened.
You know what?
Let me look.
They weren't bad, but he represented Canada many times.
Okay.
Including wore the captaincy during the Golden Goal. Which is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Brings a lot of experience. And he was also a veteran at that point.
Yep.
Played in a World Cup, 2 Olympic Games, a World Championship, 2 World Cups.
Though.
Yeah, but he was old. He wasn't there to...
That's fair.
He wasn't... And also, as I said, I'm not there for the points, man.
That's right.
I want to shut down defensemen.
Yeah, sorry.
I want to shut down defensemen.
Yep.
And also, he could bring a little bit of offense.
And you got one more pick here.
I do. We're going to go back to the offense.
Let's hear it.
My next pick is a forward, loves Canada, played many times. Well, you could say loves Canada maybe debatably. Because maybe he was drafted to a Canadian team but said no. Still played for Canada many times.
Mm-hmm.
I want to welcome Eric Lindros to the team.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my, he played a lot for Canada. 3 Olympic games, World Cup of Hockey, a World Championship, a Canadian Cup.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was everywhere. Peak performances in a world championship when he was young.
It's a good pick, that's for sure.
Plays for the country.
And the way you stated the Niedermeyer pick about being a captain in 2010, that's going to segue into my next pick.
Okay.
I'm going with the goalie, the starter in 2010. Oh. I'm going Roberto Luongo. Yeah, starter in 2010, obviously, and then 2014, he played, I think, 3 games. He lost the starter role to Carey Price, obviously.
Yep.
We know that.
Yep.
There you go.
Thank you.
But he's the backup, so who cares? And I'll get one more. I've got 2 goalies done. I've got 3 defensemen. Yeah. I need forwards, and I'm going to go with a forward here. Okay, I'm going to just go with Gordie Howe.
Wow. Yeah, I did not have him on my list.
Gordie Howe, the other Red Wing that I was mentioning earlier.
I didn't even think about Gordie
Howe. Listen, playing, you're talking about pride and playing for your country. This guy played at age 46 in the 1974 Summit Series, and then age 48 in the Canada Cup. Although he, and you know what? You say points don't matter. 3 points in 5 games in that Canada Cup. In the Summit Series, he had a couple points too. This guy loves Canada. He loves hockey. You're talking about pride. He's on my team. There you go.
It's a great pick. Let's get this done and over with. My next pick is going to be Joseph Sakic.
Yep.
You know, I go Joe Sakic. He emphasizes what I love. Mm-hmm. Played for Canada many times. The captain in 06. Also played in 98. Also played in 02. Mm-hmm. Put up the points. Not bad. I'd say about point per game when representing Canada over his 3 Olympics he played. Let's keep rounding out this forward group. Why don't we?
I'm nervous now.
Why?
Because I've got 3 that I want, and I feel like you've got to take 1 now.
Well, I've been proven to go off the board a little bit. His nickname is Captain Canada himself.
Okay.
My next pick is Ryan Smith, Team Canada.
Is he not a defenseman?
Legend. No, I think he's a forward.
Am I stupid?
You're stupid. You are definitely stupid. He's a left winger.
Okay.
Ryan Smith. This guy loves Canada. Let me describe his portfolio. World Championship, World Championship, World Championship, Olympic Games, World Championship, World Championship, World Championship, World Cup, World Championship, Olympic Games, World Championship. This guy, his nickname is Captain Canada. He has played for his country so many times that I'm going to put him on the 4th line. He's going to be a 4th line grinder.
We're only taking 6.
Yeah, but if this was a team,
okay.
If this is an actual team, he's playing those minutes, those crunch time minutes. He's playing the penalty kill. He's doing the little things.
Mm-hmm. That makes my list a lot easier. I'm going to first go with probably the guy that saved Canada from a lot of, I don't know, despair. Phil Esposito is on my team. Leading scorer, he had 13 points, 9 games. This guy assisted. I believe he assisted the goal. That's who's gonna be my next pick. The goal. You know, I'll just say it. Phil Esposito and Paul Henderson is also on my team. Paul Henderson, the Canadian hero, 1972 Summit Series.
You know what? I'll give you props on the Paul Henderson pick.
Yep.
He scored 3 game-winning goals or something like that.
Yeah.
So he's a huge player.
He scored the goal. That's what it's called.
Okay, the goal. Congratulations. I also want to let the podcast know he only played once for Canada. That was his only series. Only ever appearance for Canada.
That was the most important series of his life. And he literally, all those players on that 72 team knew they could die playing that Russian team. They're putting their life out on the line.
Die.
Yes.
They're not dying.
That Russian team could kill anyone if they wanted to.
You think so?
I'm 100% sure.
You are Phil Esposito and Paul Henderson. Are you playing them on the same line?
Oh, yeah, easily.
East.
Second line.
Team Canada, going to play alongside Scott Niedermeyer, Shea Weber. Played 2 Olympic Games, pretty much point per game. Represented Canada many times, put up some points. Huge guy, we know that. Loves Canada, won the A.
Loves Canada.
And that goes right back to me. He was born in 1898, and he played in just 1 Olympic game. But let me tell you this guy's stats. For my 6th and final forward, Harry Watson. Harry, welcome to the team. I bet you, if you know his name, you have crazy puck knowledge. Harry Watson played 5 total games for Canada. In those 5 games, he has 37 points for a goals per game played of 7.4.
What was it, 1936 Olympics?
I don't even know. Probably. But he had 37 points in 5 games.
That was your final forward?
My final forward.
Is that your final pick for this round?
Yes, it is.
So I need a forward and a defenseman. I we'll go with my forward first. I'm going to go with Marc Messier. He was a champion in all three of those Canada Cups. He got the 84, 87, and 91. He was obviously on that stacked 87 team. He's playing a good role. To be honest, I don't even care about the stats. This guy was a legend. Played his role, obviously. He was on. He was a champion three times in a row, Canada Cup. There you go.
Okay.
And then my final defenseman spot, Drew Doughty. It's very interesting. Shea Weber or Drew Doughty, they're both on my list. There's another one that I'll mention after. I don't want to help you out here.
I could really use the help, by the way.
You could really use...
Yeah, you just took
you,
my guy.
You could
just,
really use...
You just took my guy, Drew Doughty, but...
Drew Doughty's still playing. Like, he played in the Four Nations, and obviously where he hasn't played in the 26 Olympics. Like, it looks like he's going to make it. Great player, and he's on my team, and that's my list. There you go.
There we go.
Let's hear your final two picks.
My next pick, I think I have a goalie and I have one defenseman to take, and he just took my guy. He just took Drew Doughty. I was about to take him. It is what it is, though. Let's take a goalie who is a bit older, born in the 1930s. My next goalie is going to be, his name is Seth Martin.
Interesting.
You ever heard of him?
No, I have not.
So Seth Martin, let's break it down. Played a world champ, two world championships, Olympic games, four world championships and an Olympic games.
Mm-hmm.
Had very good numbers for the time. Obviously, no goalies have gotten better. So yes, these might not seem like the best nowadays.
The other goalie I was thinking, I assumed you weren't going to take him, but Grant Fuhr.
No, I would not take him, no.
He was a starter in 87 Canada Cup. Obviously won that, and that was a stacked team, by the way. That was maybe the best team of all time.
Okay, and so you don't really need your goalie if you have a good team?
I could have taken Joe Schmo and Larry Donald.
Yeah, you know what? And he still could have won, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
No.
Pucks on net, you would have lost. Okay. My defenseman picks are now a bit messed up because you took my guy. So
yeah, one last pick.
I have one last pick. Another big defenseman for Canada. Love playing for his country. Yeah. Give me Chris Pronger.
I'll take Chris Pronger. That's probably better than what I was thinking.
Thank you. There you go.
That's actually
you know
really
what?
Good. Good
I was mid searching up right now because I just saw his stats for the world championship was Brent Burns.
I was gonna say Duncan Keith.
Oh, I did look
you
at Duncan
think
Keith.
About him? Okay, but I think Chris Pronger's. I didn't have Chris Pronger on my list, but he's probably a better one than Duncan Keith, I think.
Big time defenseman.
Oh yeah,
You can elevate Scott Niedermayer if you want. Yeah. I know he's offensive. Chris Pronger is gonna get the job done for Canada. He is a big time player. He gets things done.
Yep.
Welcome to the team. You're my final pick. Yep. That's my team. Yep. That's our draft done.
There we go. How about we wrap up the? Let's go through our teams.
Let's go. You go first. You go first.
Forward core. We've got Sidney Crosby, Mario Lemieux, Gordie Howe, Phil Esposito, Paul Henderson, Marc Messier. Defensive core. We've got Bobby Orr, Raymond Bork, Dennis Potman. Why do I keep saying Raymond? It's Ray. Well, it is Raymond, but it's always been Ray.
Yeah.
And then Drew Doughty. And then my goalies, we've got Marty Brodeur and Roberto Luongo.
That's a pretty good team. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good team.
Let's hear yours.
All right, let's get to mine. Remember, viewers, it is for Canada, not just names and how they did in the NHL. I want everyone to remember that because that's what my team is based on. Starting things off, my first overall pick, I took the great one, Wayne Gretzky, who, yes, he's the best NHL player of all time, but also probably Team Canada player of all time. Steve Yzerman, Eric Lindros, the all-star Danny Heatley, the GOAT of world championships, leads Team Canada of all time world championship points. Captain Canada himself, Ryan Smith, and the GOAT, 37 goals, 5 games, Harry Watson.
All right.
That is my forward core. My defense, Chris Pronger, Scott Niedermayer, Paul Coffey, Shea Weber. That's going to shut you down. You're not getting through that. That's a brick wall defense right there. You're not getting through that. My goalies, my starter, Carey Price, my backup, search up the stats, the GOAT of the 60s, Seth Martin. That's my team.
Love that for you. The viewers, the followers are going to decide. I'm actually very curious how the viewers or the followers go with this. Right now, we've got, at the moment, March 6th, as we're recording, we've got 9 followers, so it's going to be interesting to see what these 9
What's going on here?
Yeah, why don't we have,
follow
like,
us,
why don't
Instagram.
We have, like, a K yet?
True North Heights Podcast on Instagram. Come on.
Well, guys, I think that's going to do it for today.
Fun episode. Yeah. It was super cool to kind of dive deep into the history of Canada and see some of these big-time performers.
I would love to preview the next pod, but we have no idea what we're doing.
You know, that's how we roll. You come back next week.
Exactly.
Come back next week and figure it out.
We know what we're doing, to be honest. Yeah. We're just not going to tell you. You got to come back next week.
There you go.
There you go. Well, I think that's it. Thanks for listening. Check out check out the old pods, check out the new one next week. Yeah, peace.
See you guys.